Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio, as always, by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Good day.
We are continuing our series of the 7 habits of winning gyms. This is a presentation that I opened the Grow Summit day 2 with, and this is the foundational principles. It's like an operating system. When you follow these 7 rules, you're guaranteed to win, like if you follow them. So we finished up with habit 2. Now we're going into habit number 3. Habit number 3 is winning gyms keep the growth engine running. What do I mean by that? Well, it's first, if you've ever hit a home run with a Facebook ad, let's just say, or a campaign, and you just got so busy, you told the agency, hey, we can't take all these leads. Can you shut it off? That's like a death sentence. What do I mean by that? Because you then kill your momentum. If you look at, or if you think about momentum like a train on a track, if it's at a dead stop and you've got to get that locomotive going, you got to put a lot of effort, a lot of fuel. And you could see like in the old movies where they would just start and it would just be like all the power and wouldn't go anywhere, right? It would just barely move an inch and then 2 inches and then 3 inches. Well, when you have a home run campaign, that's like the train's at full speed. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take a lot of energy to keep it going. So John T. Maxwell has a quote. It says, "Momentum is easier to steer than start."
I like it.
And it's true.
Yeah.
It's easy to steer it when it's moving, but to get it from a dead stop to get it to go full momentum, and too often gym owners just shut it off and then it takes months to get that momentum back.
Yeah.
So winning gyms never turn it off. Will they scale it up or down? Absolutely. They can always shift funds from one thing to another or change ads, but like to disappear off of marketing and then try to reappear, that's the death sentence.
Yeah, and you hit it with the process in play, right? Like, it's not the marketing that's a problem in that situation. It's your ability to onboard, your ability to service. And that's one of the reasons why when we coach gym owners, like, we dial all of that stuff in. Those systems have to be dialed in. The goal is to be able to onboard and service your clients with the ability to scale. You know, take that as far and fast as you can. And if you have to shut off your marketing because that's the linchpin in the business, then you have to go address that, right? And that's kind of just probably the takeaway from this show is making sure that your system's back, you know, after the marketing, your acquisition, your conversion abilities, your onboarding, and then being able to put them into a service and get them into the schedule to be able to service those clients. All of that stuff has to be dialed in. And if you're in a position where you have to shut off marketing, like to your point, there's so much outside of the things that we know are happening when you set up an ad that, like, even just the algorithms and all the other stuff that's at play, right? It is very difficult to get that same level of traction and momentum back once you hit stop. And scaling it might be your opportunity, you know, maybe pull some funds back so we're not just as aggressive in that situation, sure. But definitely don't hit stop. And this is a constant conversation with gym owners all of the time, and it's scary because when you have it, run with it. Pour fuel on the fire if you can, right? Yeah. And we'd much rather you have the systems dialed in to where you can literally put more fuel in the fire.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Well, I think what we take for granted is all of the things that have to happen in order for a prospect to show up and give you money. We have this quote that we live by. It's never underestimate the task at hand. This is a big deal that we take for granted. If you've ever said as a gym owner, "Hey, we just need some more clients. We just need some more clients. Just need some more clients," is the problem that you're just disregarding all of the things that have to happen. Let's talk about that for a second, because I put this on the screen and it was just like 50 things.
It's a major eye opener.
It's like, yeah. First off, you have to come up with your offer and create an ad. That goes without saying, but now you have to deliver your ad to the right person at the right time. Okay. Take that for granted, but they see your ad. They look at themselves and say, "Yes, this is the right time for me." They look at their schedule. They look out into the distance and say, "Hey, I do have some time to start a fitness journey." They look at their schedule, look at your calendar. They book an appointment. They give you their information. We take that for granted.
Yeah.
Oh, just get the lead, right? Take that for granted. And then life doesn't get in the way. They don't get hit with another ad and change their mind. They don't have a family emergency come up. All in between the time they opted in, booked an appointment, and it's time for the appointment, they drive to your gym. All of the things that could have happened in that morning, kid's sick, something happens, flat tire, whatever.
Change of mind. I mean, as simple as just changing their mind. Right?
All of those things had to not have happened for them to actually get in the car and drive over. Okay. There's not construction. They decide your gym's in a good location. It's going to be convenient for them.
Yeah.
They park their vehicle. They get out of the car. That's another story for another day. But we've had clients that just talk themselves out of it in the vehicle and drive off multiple times before they end up coming in. We take that for granted. So now they're in your gym. They walk in, they like what they see, they like what you hear, what you say. They can afford it. They like your program. They believe that your solution's gonna, your product's a solution for them. They take action. They say, "I'm gonna sign up." They go to reach for their wallet. They have their wallet.
There you go. Yep.
They have it on them.
Yep.
Another story. I've had a client, it's the funniest story ever. He was so convinced that he was ready to start. He just had to run to the vehicle and grab his wallet and he'd be right back. And I just see him get in the car and drive off. It was the craziest thing. Never heard from him again. Still looking for the wallet. Then after they sign up, they go home and don't have buyer's remorse.
Mm-hmm.
They still feel like you're the right solution. Then they start their program and they actually show up to their workouts. All of these things, and there's 12 in between that I didn't mention, had to have happened in order for them to give you money. And we're just like, "Hey, I just need some more clients. Just need some more." It's just not, you can't underestimate how many things have to be in alignment for that person to actually come in. So when you do have a home run campaign, you don't turn it off because it doesn't always happen. And sometimes it will never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Take that from somebody who knows a lot about marketing and seeing the algorithms change and the CPMs change and the new competitors in the market change. When you have it, you got to harness it and pour more gas on it and keep going. So winning gyms know that. Winning gyms never turn off the growth engine. That's it.
Absolutely. And one of the ways that we mitigate that's knowing your numbers and knowing the math of marketing. I think most gyms that I speak with, a lot of gyms, I'm speaking with a lot of you guys, you don't even have a pole in the water for paid lead generation, right? So if you're not playing in that game, that you definitely have to. I mean, your growth is 100% dependent upon the number of people you can expose to that offer. Mm-hmm. And if you're not growing at the rate you want to, this is something that you need to be looking at. And to us, it's like a non-negotiable. I mean, at this point, if the business is designed to grow, or if you want your business to grow, this is one of the avenues you need to be taking. So stepping in there can quite often comes with a little bit of reservation and risk, and you have to mitigate that by knowing the numbers, knowing the data, right? So we teach the math of marketing, making sure that your cost per acquisition exceeds, your revenue generated exceeds your cost per acquisition. And in that situation, that is the perfect storm for you to pour more fuel on the fire, right? And then make sure those systems downhill are there for you to be able to service those clients.
So take it from us, folks, when you get your marketing going, keep the momentum. It's easier to steer than start. Keep it going. Have multiple poles in the water. Look at marketing as an investment and multiplication of capital. Never underestimate the task at hand. Have a lot of things happening all the time. And if you need to kind of peel back, it's fine. You can throttle up or down, but never unplug. Hopefully that helps you guys. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.